Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Where Men Win Glory, The Odyssey of Pat Tillman, is John Krakauer's investigative biography of Pat Tillman, the Arizona Cardinals football player who left the NFL after the September 11 attacks to enlist in the United States Army. Published in 2009, the book combines biography, military reporting, political critique, and war history. Krakauer reconstructs Tillman's life through personal journals, letters, interviews, official records, and research into the Afghanistan battlefield, where he died in 2004. The book is not simply a portrait of a famous athlete turned soldier. It examines how a private moral decision became a public symbol, and how that symbol was later shaped by military and political institutions. Central to the work is the revelation that Tillman was killed by friendly fire, and that the truth was withheld from his family and the public. Krakauer uses the case to explore patriotism, duty, institutional secrecy, combat confusion, and the human cost of post-9/11 war. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Pat Tillman as a complicated figure rather than a simplified national hero. Krakauer's central biographical achievement is his refusal to present Pat Tillman as a flat emblem of patriotism. Tillman is shown as intense, intellectually curious, physically fearless, stubborn, loyal, and often contradictory. And, before he became a soldier, he was already unusual in the world of professional football, undersized for his position, highly disciplined, outspoken, and strongly self-directed. His decision to enlist after September 11 did not come from a simple appetite for glory or a conventional political identity. Krakauer presents it as the result of interlocking motives, including duty, anger, moral seriousness, family history, masculine pride, and a desire to test himself through sacrifice. This complexity matters because Tillman quickly became a public image that others could use. The more simplified the image became, the less it resembled the person. Krakauer restores the tensions in Tillman's character, including his willingness to question the Iraq War while still fulfilling his military commitment. The book, therefore, asks readers to distinguish between genuine courage and the public myth-making that often grows around courage. Tillman emerges not as less admirable because he is complicated, but more human and more ethically interesting. Secondly, the distance between voluntary service and the political uses of military sacrifice. A major theme of the book is the gap between why individuals serve and how institutions use their service. Tillman gave up wealth and celebrity to enlist, but Krakauer does not treat that decision as a blank endorsement of every policy that followed. The book emphasizes that soldiers may act from private codes of honor while serving in wars shaped by political calculation, faulty intelligence, and public messaging. Tillman's deployment first to Iraq and later to Afghanistan allows Krakauer to examine the larger post-9/11 environment in which military action, patriotism, and media symbolism became tightly linked. Tillman's fame made him especially useful to officials and commentators who wanted a clear story of national unity and sacrifice. Yet his own writings and reported views suggest a more questioning mind than the public narrative allowed. This distinction is one of the book's most important intellectual contributions. It separates respect for soldiers from uncritical acceptance of official war narratives. Krakauer shows that honoring military service requires attention to the actual person, not only to the symbolic role assigned after enlistment or death. Thirdly, friendly fire, battlefield confusion, and the limits of command control. The account of Tillman's death is built around the realities of combat rather than the orderly language often used in official reports. Krakauer reconstructs the conditions in Afghanistan that led to the fatal incident, difficult terrain, operational confusion, miscommunication, stress, fear, and rapidly changing perceptions of threat. The book does not present friendly fire as a freak impossibility, but as a recurring risk in war, especially when units are fragmented and information is incomplete. This focus complicates easy moral judgment. The immediate killing occurred in chaos, but the later handling of the event involved choices by people who had time to know better. That distinction is crucial. Krakauer separates the fog of combat from the institutional decisions made after the shooting. By doing so, he avoids reducing the entire tragedy to either accident or conspiracy. The battlefield episode reveals how military systems can fail under pressure, while the aftermath reveals how institutions can protect themselves once the pressure has passed. The result is a sober analysis of both combat vulnerability and bureaucratic responsibility. Fourthly, the cover-up as an institutional failure of truth and accountability. The most politically charged part of Where Men Win Glory concerns the Army response after Tillman was killed by members of his own side. Krakauer argues that the truth was not promptly disclosed to Tillman's family or the public. Even though many people close to the event understood that friendly fire was likely or evident, The book examines how official narratives can be shaped to preserve morale, protect reputations, and sustain a public image of successful military purpose. This is not merely a story about one false statement. It is about a system of delayed disclosure, ambiguous language, document handling, and command responsibility. Krakauer's criticism is strongest when he shows how the image of Tillman as a heroic battlefield casualty was allowed to circulate while key facts remained concealed. The ethical issue is not that war produces confusion. It is that institutions may convert confusion into advantage. The cover-up theme gives the book its investigative force. It asks whether public trust can survive when the deaths of soldiers are managed as matters of messaging rather than truth. Lastly, Krakauer's method of blending personal documents with investigative war reporting, the book stands out because of Krakauer's method. He combines the intimacy of biography with the evidentiary habits of investigative journalism. Tillman's journals and letters help establish an inner life that could not be captured through public speeches or media clips alone. Interviews with family members, friends, and fellow soldiers add multiple perspectives, while official records and battlefield research give the narrative a documentary base. This structure allows Krakauer to move between private character and public history without treating either as sufficient by itself. The method also creates tension. Some readers admire the thoroughness and moral clarity. Others have argued that the political critique can overshadow the life story. That tension is part of the book's identity. It is not a neutral memorial volume, nor is it only a policy indictment. It is a work that uses one life and death to examine a broader machinery of war, memory, and official explanation. Krakauer's strength lies in connecting emotional detail to institutional analysis, making the reader see how a personal tragedy became a national controversy. In conclusion, Where Men Win Glory is best suited for readers interested in literary nonfiction, military history, biography, investigative journalism, and the politics of the post-9/11 wars. Sports readers may come to it because of Tillman's NFL career, but the book's deeper value lies in how it examines the transformation of an individual into a public symbol. It offers practical and intellectual benefits by encouraging skepticism toward official narratives, sharper thinking about patriotic language, and greater attention to the difference between honoring soldiers and using them rhetorically, compared with many military biographies. It is less focused on battlefield heroics alone and more concerned with moral ambiguity, institutional behavior, and the consequences of secrecy. Compared with general critiques of the Iraq and Afghanistan wars, it has the concrete force of a carefully reconstructed life. Krakauer's use of personal writings, interviews, and official records gives the book both emotional weight and investigative structure. Its distinctive achievement is that it neither diminishes Tillman by complicating him nor protects institutions by simplifying the circumstances of his death. The result is a demanding but accessible work about courage, truth, and the price paid when public myth becomes more convenient than factual accountability. If you would like to support John Krakauer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.